Now, paraquat then, because of its toxicity to humans, because of the fact that it destroys lungs and there's no antidote for it, has been widely used then as a suicide chemical, or cases of murder have been attributed to the use of paraquat. Contrast, the phenoxy herbicide, a benzene ring is a phenol ring. When you tack an oxygen onto it, it becomes phenol. If you substitute that, then it's a phenoxy class of compound. So in this case, it's a dichlorophenoxy compound. So 2,4 indicates the substituents relative to the position here, which is 1. So we're going 1, 2, 3, 4. So 2,4 dichloro. Phenoxy acetic acid, you can see that the group that's attached to the oxygen is acetic acid down the end. So this is selective for broadleaf weeds in lawns and fields, used in combination with 2,4,5-T. So we're now going 2,4 and we put another chlorine here at the 5 position, which then becomes trichlorophenoxyacetic acid. That combination then was a very popular military defoliant. The 2,4-D is a non-persistent chemical in the environment. It's got quite a short half-life in water. Because it's water-soluble, HPLC is the standard method for analysing. What sort of a detector do you have with HPLC? Yeah, mass spec is at a last pinch. You're going to have to give the technique a different acronym if you're going to use MS. What's the acronym if it's HPLC-MS? LC-MS. Okay, now that's not the standard detector, it's very flash. What's the standard detector? No, that's GC. No, that's ion chromatography. So you've got liquid coming off a column. How do we measure the peaks as they come off in this mixture, which will be something like acetonitrile water, methanol water? Good to have a spectro. What sort of a spectro? No? Yeah, what sort for HPLC? A diode array. Yeah? Now the standard detector though, if you don't have the money for a diode array as well.
Photomultiplier.
Photomultiplier is just a selective one wavelength thing. That's a cheaper version, and that's why when you say UV visible, I'm not saying you're wrong, but that's just like a bargain basement thing. If you haven't got much money, then you'll just select, oh, I'm only going to measure this analyte, so I'll pick something that's going to select at this wavelength. The standard detector is actually refractive index. Remember, it's universal. Okay, but it's low sensitivity. Yep, so your detectors then should say refractive index first, PDA second, working in the UV or the visible, but generally speaking in the UV. And then finally, if you're really well cashed up, so you've got a couple of hundred thousand floating around and a lot of time to spend debugging it, is an LC-MS. Okay, so paraquat is an example of a bipyridylium herbicide worked by hitting the plant tissue. This one's completely different. It works by emulating auxin, our plant growth hormone. As a result, poor old plant grows completely out of control, way beyond its resource allocation. And so this is referred to as a systemic herbicide because it's getting in, interfering with the system for the plant. The LD50 value is now a large value, so this is a relatively low toxicity compound.